No, but for real though, I have been struggling to just get an internship in my field. Mind you, I'm a senior and I need an internship credit to graduate.
So currently, because of all the layoffs, I have a few friends that are interviewing, and for one of the interviews that my friend went to, she had to do a Draw My Life series for an interview.
Well, time for the life update. As some of you know, I was laid off yesterday from Microsoft.
Surpassing 3 years straight of increasing unemployment in Florida, max weekly benefit is a little under $300 per week. I can't imagine what's going on in Florida because unemployment has been rising in Florida for 3 years. It's going higher and higher and higher, and it's not great. And a lot of it is due to overheating. You got very, very high interest rates, which is causing a lot of startups and their bubbles to pop. You probably have heard that Florida has some of the best real estate and the value keeps going up. Well, not anymore. Right now, home builder layoffs are rising. There's so many new construction homes in Florida, it basically collapsed the prices there. Home builder layoffs rise, especially in Texas and Florida, as housing shifts. A lot of people who used to build houses in these areas are now being laid off, which is kind of contributing to this massive increase in unemployment because Florida used to have this huge construction boom during like 0% interest rates, but now interest rates are high and a lot of people are actually moving out of Florida. It's causing this massive decline. If you also look into Florida and what's going on, people are saying it's absolutely impossible to find any sort of job right now. This person says, yep, apply to so many places and get nothing. Got cleared to DoorDash. So that's something. This one says you can't rely on DoorDash for much income either. As recession begins, less people will be doing takeout. And it's getting to a point where some people even say that the DoorDash thing, it's not even that profitable because so many people are doing it and it's driving down the profit for the drivers. And even some people who want to be Dashers can't be Dashers because so many people are working for DoorDash. That's the type of situation we're seeing here. Check out the videos, but before you do, check out the private Discord server. Patreon link below in the description. Politician trades. We're trading live every single day with our traders, and we're actually making a large chunk of profit. I follow these trades and I make a few hundred dollars a day. It's pretty awesome. It's $10 a month, 7-day free trial. Check it out.
How do I explain to my parents that I have been applying to jobs? In fact, I apply to like 50 every single day. It's been months and I have not gotten anything. And then I just got a job literally in a week after my friend showed me this app.
And then just swipe, apply, 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 and then look, pass. It's that easy. That easy.
It is honestly insane to me how hard it is to find a job in this job market. Okay. Typically, it takes me 1, 2, 3 weeks max to find a job with my experience, my resume, my background, everything. Okay. And I have actively been looking and interviewing and applying for 3 fucking months, and there is nothing. And these motherfuckers out here want to say, oh yeah, starting pay is $13 an hour. Are you high? $13 an hour. Nobody in this fucking world can survive off of $13 an hour. I'm really trying to figure that out. Then I come across jobs that I'm actually interested in, and I really do actually kind of want the job, and I interview for it. This has happened to me multiple times now, and guess what? They all end up telling me, oh, I'm sorry, we actually decided that even though you're amazing and incredible, and they use all these words, we really loved your energy. We actually decided to hire internally. And that just continuously happens repeatedly. And they're like, but reach back out to us in like a month or 3 months because we might have something for you. And we do still, you know, think that you'd be a great asset to our team. 3 months? I need a job now. Like, it should not be this complicated. And I have applied for things that are in my wheelhouse, not in my wheelhouse, at the pay grade that I'm used to, and way below the pay grade that I'm used to, just because I'm applying for anything and everything. And guess what? You can send in hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of applications and beautiful cover letters and create these accounts, and they don't ever call you back. And then the people that do call you back and the people that do schedule the interviews, once you actually get through that entire process, they don't actually end up hiring anybody because they were never planning on doing it to begin with. So they just fucking jerk you around and get your hopes up just to tell you that, oh, we just actually hired somebody that sits right next to me. And we just made you go through weeks of an interview process and told you, oh, you're going to be the one that we hire. Just let us get through interviews just for that to never actually fucking happen. So I'm just at a loss. I literally don't know what to do anymore. It's like, I want to work. Hello. I want to make some money. Is that illegal? Is that illegal anymore? Because it feels like it's fucking illegal at this point because I can't find anything. Nobody's hiring. And I know I'm not the only person going through this. There are people I know that have been looking for a job for 8 fucking months, dude. Like, it is insane.
So now I'm unemployed and I feel sick because I don't know. Because I still have bills to pay. I have a car lease and my car insurance and my dog and my apartment.
So if you've been following along with my videos, I've been dealing with a severe mid-career crisis. So I just started my career in sales and decided that I can't hack it in sales.
So I've been doing sales for one of the top broadcast companies. And my problem has just been that I cannot create enough work-life separation. So the way that people were speaking to me and when I was having to call people, the way that they were treating me was just bleeding so much into my personal life. There were about 100 other reasons, but that was probably the biggest one. Is it was devastating to my mental health at home. So I just quit. I don't know what I'm gonna do. I don't really have a savings. It was probably super irresponsible of me to just quit my job without a plan. But the problem was I've had this decision made up for a few weeks where I knew I needed to leave. My only job was cold call outreach, and building up that mental stamina when I was already feeling really beaten down was not working. And if I couldn't do that, then they were just gonna be upset and frustrated with me. And I knew when it was time for me to gracefully bow out. But it'll be fine. And I have to believe that it's going to work out.
So I quit my job. I'm walking away from my stable 9-to-5 in corporate beauty to pursue nothing. The place I worked at started off kind of dreamy, but there were red flags, and I foolishly ignored the red flags for about a year and a half until I couldn't anymore. And it became so toxic that I absolutely hated every single day that I was there. So about 2 weeks ago, I put in my resignation, I gave a 2-week notice, and just been wrapping up final projects. Side note, I'm never doing that again. I'm gonna quit on the spot next time because the way people turn on you, it's crazy. But I did get a nice farewell. Yeah, I have nothing lined up. I plan on taking a break for the next few months and really think about what I wanna do next instead of jumping into the next thing. I'm scared, but I'm excited because I feel like I've entered a very different chapter in my life where I just want to live. I want to go out of my comfort zone and just live life. I want to travel. I want to have new experiences. I don't want to be career focused anymore. Like, whatever happens, happens. I tried my best. I learned that being a corporate girly is not for me, so yeah, let's see what happens next.
I'm about to lose it. This weekend I applied for 21 jobs. 21 jobs. I'm unemployed, okay? I've applied for corporate things, remote things not around me, and even minimum wage things because I need some income coming in right now locally. The two jobs that I've heard back from so far, one of them I was declined from. Guess which one I was declined from already? Whole Foods. Whole Foods coffee bar. I can't even get a job at a Whole Foods coffee bar. What is happening? Seriously. Like, minimum wage. That was the last. I was like, at least I will be able to do that. Like, so I can get some money. Whole Foods. What is happening? I need a job. I've been applying for so long. Why is this so hard? On a scale of 1 to 20, how many do you think I'll get an interview for, and how many do you think I'll even hear back from? Let's actually, like, drop your guesses, because next video I'm going to show all of the jobs that I've applied for over the course of the past, like, 9 months now, maybe even more. I'm sick of this.
You know, I'll just speak for myself here. I don't want to work anymore. I actually really don't want to work anymore. And I'm so terrified. I start my new job this upcoming Monday. And I'm grateful. It seems like a position I'm going to like. The people there seem great. Hopefully it's a place I'll thrive. But the reason I'm terrified is because I had the same experience with my last job. Beat out 300 people for that position. I love the mission, love the people. And the workplace was great. I got fired. Was I fired because of work performance issues? No. Was I fired because I wasn't showing up? No. I was fired because someone just decided that they wanted to let me go. And luckily, after 4 months of having no income, I won the battle with the state of Nevada. I ended up getting back pay for unemployment. I still went 4 months with literally no income because one person decided that I wasn't a good fit for the team anymore. I hope by hearing me talk, you can tell that I'm very dedicated and passionate about the jobs I hold, which is why this terrifies me. It's not a lack of not caring. It's a issue of who holds the power. Even though I believe to be doing great work and so do my coworkers, that didn't matter. It all came down to the decision of one person who just had the power in that moment. And there was nothing I could do to really fight it or get that job back. So yeah, I'm absolutely terrified to give that same passion and energy to another place because what if it happens again? And this is why, even with me getting this new job, I'm gonna continue to fight for more worker rights. Okay, continue to fight for unions and shit because I know I'm not the only one who has gone through shit like this, and I know it's embarrassing to talk about, but talk about it because it's so common, and I know we all want more power in what our workplaces are doing.
I am once again begging you not to go all the way through a whole engineering degree and end up unemployed. Don't be one of these students. Yesterday, I saw not one but two posts hit the top of their respective boards on Reddit with recent graduates in industrial engineering and mechanical engineering asking, "What do I do now?" And I've sent 100 applications. Why can't I land an interview? Don't do yourself the disservice of going into all the effort and time of an engineering degree without a plan to be able to get hired by the end of it. Students get obsessed with graduating early, or they struggle with their test performance despite hours and hours of studying. And they get bad advice from well-meaning professionals at their institution who have outdated or just plain bad information. Break this cycle and be the student with multiple job offers lined up well ahead of graduation. Check out the Freshman Engineering Edge in my link in bio, and for a limited time left, save 40% by using the code in the caption. You can do better. We can all do better. It's just a matter of good preparation. I know you can do this. That's what I'm here for. So check it all out in my link in bio.
I have a job interview in 5 minutes. I'm so scared.
I have a second interview in 57 minutes. I just finished my third interview.
Guess who doesn't have a job? They just told me no.
Guys, I just had an interview and the question was, or the guy was like, "Do you know, have you played chess?" I was like, "Yes." And then he was like, "Do you know what an elephant is?" I was like, "Yeah, it can move diagonally right and it can jump over things." And he's like, "No, it can move straight down or straight to the side." And then I was like, "Are you sure?" And he was like, "Yes." And I was like, "Okay," because, you know, men don't like to be told they're wrong. And I'm 100% sure he's wrong because I have played chess before. But okay. And we keep going with the interview. But in my head, I'm like, I'm just laughing my ass off. Like, it's fine. It's not that big of a deal if you don't know. But I just hate that I was like, "Are you sure?" And he's like, "Yes." Like, I was like, "No." And he's like, "Yes." I didn't push it because I'm like, I'm trying to get this job. But I'm so tempted to just send him the Wikipedia now because the elephant is diagonal, it can jump. He was referring to, like, I don't know what's called in English, but in Arabic the translation is castle, and like the one that can move down or across. Anyway, it doesn't matter. It was like a matrix question, and at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what the name of the piece is. I just was like, no.
Should I be annoying and message in the Wikipedia?
I got laid off from my job here in San Diego. I worked in adoptions. Due to budget cuts, they laid off about 50% of our company based on seniority. I was not one of the people that had been there the longest. I had been there for about 3 years, so I was let go. And it's been about 3 months since I've been looking for a job. It has been the most defeating and discouraging process. And it's made me doubt myself a ton. It's been such a hard process. And I haven't really talked about it on here, to be honest. But something that I've noticed is that, you know, at first you think, "Oh, I'm going to be unemployed. I'm going to have all this freedom. I can do whatever I want." And then you get to a point, which is where I think I am now, where you crave sort of structure, and you crave, I really, really crave structure and working towards something and a routine. And I've been trying my best to keep a routine by going to workout classes, but it is really, 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 really hard to do that. And I feel like that's something that's not really talked about, because you think, "Oh my gosh, I can do so much. I can go to the beach whenever I want to." never. I'm like, oh, I can work from a coffee shop. I can just go apply from a coffee shop. Never, because I'm so much more comfortable at home than I am at a coffee shop. And it's just been really tough. And I hear that it's such a struggle to find a job now, and it is, but it is also really hard in the sense of like really craving purpose and really craving a goal and really craving structure in my life.
This is going to be my 1 year update as an unemployed postgraduate. It honestly doesn't feel like it's been that long, but it has, and it's gone by in a blur. And I remember once I graduated, things drastically changed, obviously, because I was broke. I had to move back to my hometown, even though I really didn't want to do that, but I wasn't even really like working other than doing like this little remote internship I had been doing like my last semester of college, and then that ended, and then I was really broke. I was babysitting part-time, not very consistently. I remember my goal was to get a full-time job by the time August came around, or like end of August, because that was going to be like the end of the summer, obviously. And then I didn't get a full-time job. I didn't get any offers. So my only resort was really to get a part-time job so I could make some money. Throughout the fall months, I was basically, yeah, still babysitting. I had a part-time job at an art gallery. I was doing 2 remote internships. Nothing was really fulfilling though. And then eventually I decided to apply to graduate school, which I've already spoke about briefly, that I applied back to Florida State. That's where I got my bachelor's from. And I was really indecisive about whether I was making the right decision or not. I really wanted to go out of state to Boston University or NYU, but also didn't really want to take out loans. So going back to FSU was definitely like my best bet. I remember I applied right when I stopped applying to full-time jobs, like right in the beginning of September, that I was so burnt out from applying to hundreds of companies and then getting some interview offers and then really devoting my time to practicing what I would say for these interviews. I did a lot of interview prep, and I think some interviews I did better than others, but obviously I did get an offer either way. Like I said a bit earlier, I didn't know if graduate school was the best thing for me, but I realized that it is. So my classes are starting in August, and I'm thrilled. I think that going back to graduate school will help me build the connections that I need. I'm already in the works for an internship where I'm going to be doing something affiliated with nightlife, and I'm so stoked. I don't want to say much yet, but I do see myself like in the long run working for a big bar or a big club, so this is like a really awesome first step. I'm starting to be happier again. My mental health was really bad like right after I graduated. Like a week after I graduated, I just became really sad and lonely. But finally, things are getting better again, and I'm going back to my college town soon for the summer since I'm going to be working up there. And it's hard. It's really hard, especially when I was constantly like comparing myself to other people, not having a full-time job just like them. But I know that everyone's on their own path, and it's all working out in divine timing. And if you're in the same boat as me, like just graduated, or you graduated a year ago and you still don't have a job, you're not alone. It's all working out. Like, don't give up. And as hard as it like is, like, it does genuinely get better.
Let's go over some of the jobs I thought about applying to, but then I read the descriptions and it didn't make sense. So this one was posted 1 hour ago. I was real excited to be the first person to apply. It says that it's a paid internship of $16 an hour, but then you read the description. The description says, this is a voluntary position to start. This will become a paid position in May of 2026 at 10 hours per week of $16 per hour. It is September. You will not pay me until May? Why not just hire someone in May? That makes zero sense. Here's another great example. This is listed as a marketing and sales internship at a very popular retail store, but then you read the description. Greet the guests, help them in fitting rooms, check out on bag purchases. That sounds like a customer service job. Why is this listed as a marketing and sales internship when this is just a customer service worker job? Girl, if I wanted, it's not Kohl's, but if I wanted to work at Kohl's, I would. Like, why are you listing this as an internship for marketing? This is the last one. I'm about to close my computer because I cannot do this anymore. So this says it's paid, but it doesn't list a price. Then you read the description and it says you get paid by commission as long as you expand retail sales by 120%. I'm sorry, 120%? You guys must not be selling fuck all, because how am I supposed to expand your sales by 120%? And that's what determines if I get paid? Do not post a job listing if you cannot afford to pay workers, but I know you can afford it. You just don't want to.
Could someone tell me what I'm doing wrong? I have been applying for a minimum of 10 to 25 jobs every single day for the last 3 months, and I've been doing it consistently. I haven't even received a rejection letter. It says, thank you for applying, and then no word. There's no application status, there's nothing. My last real job, they fired me because I didn't want to take advantage of small business. I, like, have gotten calls and stuff, and it's always, oh, you're overqualified. But then other jobs, I'm underqualified. What is it? I'm very proud to be Thummel, by the way, but on my resume, I don't put my last name anymore because it is very traditional, and I don't even want that affecting my, like, if people are not going to, like, even talk to me. And then on top of that, everything is expensive. I don't even want to do much with my money. I just want to be able to take care of my dog. Don't worry, I'm not going to cry on camera. But, okay, so I have, like, a problem with being too honest, apparently. So I've been working on it by not speaking. I don't know what else to do. Do you know how embarrassing it is to move back to your family's house at the age of 26? I thank God every single day for not having a kid. Like, a kid would obviously be a blessing, but I couldn't imagine what other people are going through with kids. The stupid thing about this is I hate crying, and I usually don't cry, but yeah, I don't know. I just want a job. I'm not saying I don't want free money. I want to work for it. I want a real job. I want a good job. It could be minimum wage. I forgot to tell you this. I was offered a job like 3 months ago, and the only reason I rejected it because it was all the way in the south. It was night shift, and I would be getting paid minimum. Oh, sorry, not minimum. $15.50. I literally lost my studio because I didn't want to pay 1.5 every single month. I haven't really lost hope, but I don't know, you're supposed to make connections. So if there's literally anyone who knows of a job, this is like one of my chances. So please just, I don't know. I have a good resume, I think. This is pathetic.
If you're currently unemployed, I'd love to know how long you've been searching for a job. I'm coming up on 11 months, and I was in the field of tech HR. I'd love to know what industry you were in, or if you're underemployed, meaning you took a job that was like a pay cut or not really what you were looking for because the market really sucked. I'd love to hear, yeah, I'm underemployed and I am unable to find work. I think there's a lot of us out there, and I don't really think the statistics that I'm seeing really reflect how hard it is out here for all of us. So sending you good vibes.
An observation that I made in the past couple days, because it's happening at my workplace, is that the economy, or I guess, I don't know shit about the economy. Let me not start there. I guess unemployment rates are high because these jobs are eliminating positions and they're not replacing people. In my office, when I started, there were 6 people, right? Including the supervisor. So 6 people in total, 5 assistants. And then we're down to like 3 people, and all of those same responsibilities were just delegated to everybody else. And they refuse to rehire people for those positions. So we're getting fucked over. No raise, right? Because they tell us, well, you should look at this as a growing opportunity. Like, I don't care to grow here. Why are you giving me extra responsibilities? This is so good. But yeah, that's something that I've noticed.
I think the most sickening thing right now is the fact that you go to college, graduate college, and then you have your degree, and then you can't even get a job in your field. I'm doing my master's right now, and I just started a new class, and there's an introductory discussion board. You scroll through and reply to 2 other pairs. I'm looking for somebody's discussion post to reply to, and I came across this girl's own, and she said her name is da-da-da-da-da, and she graduated last year with a degree, a Bachelor of Science in Biological Science. And she works as a senior marketing research analyst for a marketing firm. The bitch is a scientist and works for a marketing firm. Like, what sense does that even make? I'm scrolling through again, and I came across another girl's post, and she's talking about how she graduated the year before last, 2 years ago, and she got a degree in health science. She works for the government, and her job title is senior accountant. How does that even make sense? Meanwhile, there's kids like me, graduated college and can't even get a job in our field.
Okay, I'm torn and I don't know what to do, so I need help. I am currently working on my master's in engineering. It's all online, so I can do it from wherever. I currently live at home with my parents. It's awful. I'm grateful they let me stay, but I want to get the fuck out of there as soon as possible. So, if I did my master's full-time, I would be done this time next year. And then I could move out and I could get a great job and I can move anywhere I want. Or I already have my bachelor's and I can move somewhere, get a job with my bachelor's, and just do my master's part-time. But it's hard. It's a lot to do, to work and do school at the same time. I've been making it work. I've been doing it for the past year. So I'm no stranger to it. But like, I'm just starting to think, like, what if I just stayed home a little longer and finished my master's and then move? But I just really want to move now. Like, I'm just in such a hurry to get out. I need help.
Before you leave, definitely check out the private Discord server. Link below in the description. It's a Patreon link. I mean, we're trading every single day. Like, one of our traders bought, like, a Google call for $400 and eventually sold it for $490. Like, almost $100 gain per contract. And one of our traders here made a lot of money from just several different trades. I mean, 33% gains right here. We turned, like, $252 to over $400. And look at all these trades. These are all options contracts that we're trading on Robinhood, and we're all actually making some really good money. Even I follow these trades because they're really good. We also have a Congress tracker just tracking what a lot of the politicians buying, and also like unusual stock data, options. You got the expiration premiums, and you can sometimes kind of sniff out what the insiders are doing because of all this massive activity, breakouts, unusual stock signals, and more. I mean, you're actually getting thousands of dollars with signals and traders for just the price of $10 a month. And there's a limited amount of spots left. 7-day free trial too. Check it out. We spent a lot of time on it.